Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play. Welcome to the Fallout Lorecast, the podcast that explores the boundaries of our knowledge about the world of Fallout. Wastelanders, Vault Dwellers, welcome back to the Fallout Lorecast. This is your host, Tom, or Robots, as usual. And also, as usual, we will be delving into some pieces of lore in this episode that you may not have actually considered before. I did an episode a while back detailing the dates approaching 2077 and the dropping of the bombs during the Great War, and then directly after. And I got some responses to that a while back. People seem to really like that. So I thought this time we would delve into the shrouded history of the events of Fallout's timeline. I want to go back to every major date referenced across all of the Fallout games, all of the canon Fallout games, in order to find out exactly where, when, and how the Fallout timeline diverges from our own reality. We know that there are a lot of similarities, that most of history leading up to the 20th century is the same, or at least that's the common knowledge, is, yeah, for the most part, it's the same, and then you get to the end of the 20th century, and then things start to diverge. I've talked about this on the really early episodes of the show. We went over some kind of high-level differences, especially when it comes to the 20th century, but there are a lot of dates that show up in all of the Fallout games. And while Fallout 1 and Fallout 2 mainly reference things that happen in the 20th century, starting with Fallout 3, Fallout 4, and New Vegas, and then 76, we have events mentioned and dates noted from hundreds of years ago to even a millennia ago or two. So it's more complex than, well, by about the end of the 20th century, there's kind of a dividing line between our reality and the Fallout reality. And while that's generally true, it's not the complete story. So join me right now in what will be a multi-part adventure into the past. Let's find out where exactly the dates mentioned in Fallout line up with our version of reality and where they are different. All right, are you buckled up? Are you ready for our time travel? We're not actually time traveling. We're just time traveling in our minds. And our first stop, we're going to start at the earliest date mentioned at all across any of the Fallout games. And this date is 1000 BC. This date coincides with the beginning of the Adena Native American culture. This reference comes from Fallout 76, and as with all of these, I'm going to mention what the date is, what the event is, and then which game it shows up in, and then the source of this information. This information comes from a placard right at the front of the Hopewell Cave in Appalachia. It says, "Discovered in May of 1816, this cave appeared to be of some significance to the Native American Adena culture, which existed from 1000 to 200 BC. Anthropologists investigated it at some length and found small bits of pottery and a few animal bones." This is a site similar to many locations across the United States that show the extensive network of Native American cultures and communities, and the remnants of those locations detail a very interesting history, a very complex history of people who lived here in these locations that Western Europeans discovered many, many hundreds of years later. But does this actually match up with reality? Well, a search on the Adena Native American culture confirms that they are, in fact, a real, actual Native American culture. Some of you might already have been aware of that. It's not a name that I was super familiar with, so I had to do a little bit of research. And it turns out that, yes, in fact, this is a culture that lived in the Appalachian area in the past. The difference here of how this coincides with our timeline compared to the Fallout one are the dates. According to multiple sources, including Wikipedia, Britannica, a number of other locations online, if you search this, it turns out that the dates are a little bit stretched in Fallout. Fallout mentions 1000 BC to 200 BC, but in our reality, it appears that the dates are a little bit different. 500 BC, so 500 years later than in the Fallout timeline, but they continue to 100 of the Common Era, or AD. So the total length is a few hundred years shorter, but the whole thing is shifted closer in time to our current time period. Now, why they stated the dates differently in Fallout 76 than they do in reality, I'm not sure. I'm not sure that this is a plot point or something that plays into it. If it is, and I'm just unaware of that, then let me know. But I'm pretty sure that these dates could have just been the regular dates, and everything would have been fine. But they decided to change them, and I'm not sure why. So that means that this dated historical location, these people, the Edina culture, and the way that this is dated, are the very first time that history diverges in the Fallout timeline compared to our own. That, or the people who made the plaque just got the dates wrong. It's one of those two things. But I'm going to go with the people in the game who wrote the plaque went with what the actual history in Fallout says. And that history says that that culture existed 500 years earlier than we would have expected, but then disappeared about 300 years earlier than what we actually have in our reality. All right, moving on to our second date. Now we have to jump another 1,000 years to the date 1066 of the Common Era, AD, whatever you want to call it, to the Battle of Hastings. This is mentioned in Fallout 3. And would you like to take a guess who brings this up? Well, it's Edwin Brauch. Edwin Brauch might be a name that you recognize from early in the game. He was the teacher in the vault where you grow up in Fallout 3, Vault 101. And during one of his lessons, there's some dialogue where he mentions the Battle of Hastings and the date 1066. And it turns out that this date is correct. According to the actual information about the Battle of Hastings, it was fought on the 14th of October, 1066, between Norman-French army of William, the Duke of Normandy, and the English army under the Anglo-Saxon king, Harold Godwinson. This began the Norman conquest of England, which was a huge deal. This changed the history of Europe, the history of England, the history of France. If you are a history buff, this is probably a date and an event that you got stored up in your noggin somewhere. Well, it shows up in Fallout, in Fallout 3, and it matches. And although our first date was a divergence in the timeline between our reality and the reality of Fallout, this date isn't. This date is the same. And I think we're going to find that a lot of the dates that are mentioned are actually the same. So even though the timeline actually diverges somewhere around 1000 BC to 500 BC, that doesn't mean that we aren't going to get dates that still match. So just because some are different, others will be the same. The next in the timeline jumps another 500 years to 1568. In fact, 1568 to 1603. And I'm going to probably butcher the pronunciation of many of these different cultures and names as we go, so be prepared. But this is the Azuchi Momoyama time period in Japan. And you might be thinking, if you're somebody who's aware of all the things that happened in the past in Fallout, why would we be talking about the Azuchi Momoyama period in Japan? Well, it's because our oldest individual who shows up in Fallout comes from this time period. Toshiro Kago, one of the four people that you find on Mothership Zeta. Now, when you meet him, you have a hard time talking to him because you don't speak the same language. But we do know that his armor is noted in the game guide. The official Fallout 3 game guide. This is where this date comes from. And it says, quote, "It appears Kago is a samurai warrior and well-skilled in sword combat. His armor appears to date from around the Azuchi Momoyama period, 1568 to 1603. And then it goes on to say, suggesting that the aliens have visited Earth throughout history and so on. We've gone over that. Go back and listen to the episode about the aliens. Actually, I think I've talked about this multiple times at this point. But what does this actually mean? Well, let's look into this time period, the Azuchi Momoyama time period. In our own reality, matches pretty closely, according to the sites that I can find online, Wikipedia, World History Encyclopedia, there's a number of them. They all date this time period to either 1568, which is the same, or 1573, and then going until 1600. Not 1603. I'm not sure where they get that specific date from in Fallout. So it's roughly the same. There's only 3 years different. According to Fallout, this time period lasts 3 extra years. And I'm not sure why the dating there. But I'm going to call that close enough. We're not hundreds of years off like we were with the Adena Native American culture. We are 3 years off from this relatively short time period. So for the most part, this one matches up. Let's jump back across the world again, though. Back to Europe. Back to the Americas. European explorers in the early Americas. 1612. John Smith discovers Point Lookout. This is from the Point Lookout DLC for Fallout 3. This is a character who actually existed. In fact, there's probably more people named John Smith in the world than most other names, except for maybe Jesus and Mohammed and Mary. Those would be my guesses for the most common names. But John Smith actually existed. He was an actual real explorer. And according to Wikipedia, he was a famed explorer for the British Crown who surveyed the mid-Atlantic region and came ashore at Point Lookout in 1608. 1608 is 4 years earlier than we have noted here in Fallout 3 that he discovers Point Lookout. Now, this is according to a coastal monument message. When you go to the landmark, this actual monument in Point Lookout, and you look at it, there's a little pop-up that says Coastal Monument. Here marks the landing of Captain John Smith's shallop upon his discovery of Point Lookout in 1612. So another divergence. This is our next divergence in the timeline. 1608, 1612. In our reality, he was 4 years earlier. In the Fallout reality, he was 4 years later. Why? Again, I can't really say. I'm not sure. The next date on the timeline is another divergence, but not a divergence in date, more of a divergence in location. We jump ahead 22 years from 1612, John Smith's discovery of Point Lookout, to 1634. Two English ships named the Ark and the Dove land near Point Lookout. And maybe we could chalk this up to being exactly the same thing, because near is a very vague term. How near? We don't know. All we know is that the date, the names of the ships, and the general location is correct. There are actual ships, English ships, the Ark and the Dove. They did actually sail to this region in 1634. The difference is that they landed at Point Comfort, Virginia, on February 27th, 1634. So these are two very different locations. And in fact, this is actually pretty confusing because I'm not exactly sure which Point Lookout and which Point Comfort are actually mentioned here. In that area of Virginia, you have Point Lookout, but then you also have a Point Lookout colloquial area on maps, which is south of the regular Point Lookout. There's Point Lookout Creek, which is nearby to Point Lookout, the actual tip of the peninsula, which is further north. Then you have Point Comfort on Smith Island to the east of Point Lookout. And then further to the south, You have New Point Comfort, which is further south than everything else. So although these areas are close, being that they're several miles apart from each other, they aren't the same place. It's not like, we just dropped them off at Point Comfort, which was, you know, just a mile down the beach from Point Lookout or something like that. It's not how it works. So these are distinctly different places with different names. And near Point Lookout, maybe you could fudge that in a few miles away. But there is something particularly interesting about this. We have the passenger list from the Ark and Dove, recorded back in March 25th of 1634. This is the official record. And if you search the official record for Point Lookout, it does show up one time. In the section where it says Ark and Dove lists, colon, the list below were the passengers. The very first passenger, Thos, T-H-O-S, period, Allen, dash, dash, shot on sands at Point Lookout. What that means, I have no idea. Was this person taken off the boat and shot? Well, it appears this might be the case, because Thos is short for Thomas, Thomas Allen. And if you search Thomas Allen, shot, Point Lookout, there are a number of different records. In fact, we have a very similar record from 1648 about how he was shot three times on the sands of Point Lookout. But this is a different date. The date on the manifest with the ship's passengers is about 10 years earlier. I doubt his body would have been floating out in the ocean for 10 years and then actually made his way back onto shore. So, an interesting puzzle. Similar dates, but the main question is answered. The date of 1634, as mentioned in Fallout 3, as a reference in the loading screen, this is where this comes from, one of the loading screens. It says the Ark and Dove Cathedral is named for two English settler ships which landed near Point Lookout in 1634, leading to Maryland's founding. So the dates match up. That's the important part. Now, if you know more about this Thomas Allen getting shot, maybe he was a troublemaker on one of the ships, I'd love to hear it. Why don't you comment on the Discord? And some people have written me like, where? I can't find a link to the Discord. It's in the show notes. Every single episode has a link to the Discord in the show notes, or you can simply search Robots Radio Discord and Google will put it at the very top of the list. So we need to take a quick break. This has been very interesting. Don't go anywhere. We're going to go thank our patrons, and then we're going to talk about some more dates that show up.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a United Healthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about United Healthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
Hello there, old chap. Good to see another of General Atomic's finest, still eager to serve.
All right, here we are in the middle of the show. Welcome to the middle of the show. This is where we get to thank our patrons. And if you are new to the show, if you're somebody who's dipping into this show because you watched the Fallout TV show a few weeks from now when it actually launches, or you're excited about it and you're curious looking up podcasts, welcome. I'm so glad that you are here. Feel free to jump around the episodes or go back and listen from the beginning and you'll get all of the lore and you'll get I guess almost 4 or 5 years younger version of myself talking about all of the things that you need to hear and learn about in Fallout to understand the world. But we continue digging deeper. That's what we do. All right. So we have to thank our patrons and we have to welcome our newest patron, Maddie Light. Welcome to the Patreon. Thank you for signing up. And thank you to all 75 of our current patrons. You make this possible. Thank you for being here. And if you are interested in getting something for helping out the show, like t-shirts or stickers or ad-free episodes, if you're trying to binge a bunch of the episodes, get a bunch of ad-free episodes, it's not very expensive. It's actually very cheap. It's very affordable. And you can go find everything at patreon.com/falloutlorecast. Also, we gotta read a new review here. If you leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, I will read it out on a future episode of the show. It's a great way to get your words on the show. Now, I don't have any new ones this week, but if you leave one now, then it'll probably show up for my list for the next episode, and then you can show up in the next episode. Also, you can rate the show on Spotify if you listen there, or whatever podcatcher you listen to this on. You can share it with your friends. All of that stuff is extremely helpful and keeps the show going. Thank you so much for the support. All right, let's move on with the timeline. Let's find out more about these old dates and which ones match up with our reality.
If you have any questions about Nuka World, I'd be delighted to answer them.
All right, next on the list, we have a variety of dates, all from Fallout 4. And that might mean exactly what you might think it might mean. Fallout 4 is centered on Boston, and there's a lot of history, especially with the founding of the United States, with early settling, and the events that happened in Boston, including the establishment of Boston Common, which, according to the Fallout timeline, happens in 1634, which matches our reality. This is the same date. This is the same location. And we know about it because of a inscription on a placard. One of the placards in Boston notes Boston Common, established in 1634. Boston Common started as a communal grazing ground for cattle until it was made a public park, the oldest in the country. In the year before the Revolutionary War, 1,000 redcoats camped on the common. The redcoat brigades that marched on Lexington and Concord departed this very ground. So it's time, the events, the location, all of that is correct. This is all the same. This does match our own history. My next question then was, does the placard actually exist in our reality? And I did some searching. I put in the exact quote on the placard to see if this shows up anywhere outside of any Fallout reference. And it turns out that I can't find anything. That's not to say that there doesn't exist a placard somewhere in actual real Boston today with a similar explanation of Boston Common. But this specific placard only exists in Fallout. Our next date also comes from Boston, from Fallout 4, and it's the Granary Burying Ground. This is established in 1660, which does match reality. According to Wikipedia, it says the Granary Burying Ground in Massachusetts is the city of Boston's third oldest cemetery, founded in 1660 and located on Tremont Street. What we get in Fallout is another placard. This one says the Granary Burying Grounds were established in 1660, making it the oldest surviving burial ground in Boston. Many famous Revolutionary War heroes were buried here, including John Hancock, Paul Revere, Samuel Adams, and the victims of the Boston Massacre. In 2031, after the tragic death of Amelia Butler, the city council voted unanimously to have her remains interred here. So clearly this notes events from the future, from our future still, 2031, which is far back in the past of Fallout 4. So this exact language would not exist in our real world. It raises the question though, Amelia Butler, what's with her? And that's going to have to remain a mystery. She's only mentioned on this one placard. She doesn't come up anywhere else in Fallout 4 or across any of the other Fallout games. And the internet has asked this question too. There are multiple posts online across Reddit and other forums where people are wondering, who is Amelia Butler? Why was she mentioned on this placard? Is she important? Was she supposed to show up somewhere else in the game? And we just don't know. We don't know why she was so important in this history. Maybe it just gives you a more rounded sense of time passing and other events that were worth noting without much more of a description. Or maybe there was some history here and some of the backstory of Boston that just got lost, that never quite got fleshed out. We may never know. The next event on the timeline is from 1680. It is Paul Revere's house is built. And if you grow up in America, everybody learns about Paul Revere. The British are coming. The British are coming. The signaling of the candles, letting the people of Boston know that the British army had arrived. And the popular memory of that event is a little bit different from the actual memory of, well, the memory written, documented version of the events. But what is actually the same here is the date. According to multiple sites, including thefreedomtrail.org or paulreverehouse.org, it was built on or around 1680. That's about the closest date that we can get historically to the building of the home. And this is something that matches in Fallout. This also comes from a description on a placard about his house. It says, built in 1680, this wooden building is the oldest structure in all of Boston. In 1770, this house was bought by famed patriot Paul Revere. Paul Revere dwelled here with his family, including his 16 children. He bought almost a 100-year-old house. This was a 90-year-old house when he bought it, until 1800. Paul Revere was living here when he made his famous midnight ride to Lexington and Concord to warn Samuel Adams and John Hancock that redcoats were en route to arrest them and seize the militia weaponry. And although the dates and locations are correct, and the individual, of course, is correct, the plaque also doesn't exist in our reality. The closest thing that I can find is another plaque that actually exists that says, here in North Square lived Paul Revere and his wife, Rachel Revere, for whom this overlook is named. And then it mentions some other soldiers and individuals who lived nearby as well. The alarm that British troops were marching to Concord to seize Patriots' stores was given by Paul Revere. Many men of North Square and its neighborhood joined the Boston Tea Party at Griffin's Wharf and threw the tea overboard. And then it goes into some other minor details underneath that. But it is not exactly the same plaque. And it is kind of a designation for a general area rather than just one home. We do have a plaque on the actual Paul Revere house that says Paul Revere House has been designated a registered National Historic Landmark under the provisions of the Historic Sites Act of August 21st, 1933. This site possesses exceptional value to commemorating and illustrating the history of the United States. U.S. Department of the Interior, National Park Service, 1961. Not very descriptive of the house or why it's important, just says, hey, this is important, and some dates. So again, not exactly the same plaque, but the time, the events, and everything else line up pretty well. So jumping ahead another 10 years, we end up at 1690. Boston's first newspaper, The Public Occurrences, is published. Information about this comes from a loading screen in Fallout 4 that says Diamond City's newspaper, Public Occurrences, gets its name, guess where? From the first newspaper ever published in Boston in 1690. That date actually matches. According to Wikipedia, the first edition of Public, and Public is spelled with a CK at the end, Occurrences, was published in September 25th, 1690 in Boston, then a city in the Dominion of New England, and was intended to be published monthly. So this is an exact match. The newspaper, the name of the newspaper, the timing, the location, all of that, the same. All right, just a few dates are left in the 1600s. The next one is 1692. Does that ring a bell? Do you happen to remember what happened in 1692? It happens in Fallout, it happens in our real world, and it is a very tragic event. Again, we learn about this in American history growing up in the U.S. The Salem Witch Trials, 1692. A bunch of women were convicted of witchcraft in a time where, well, you couldn't exactly prove something like that scientifically. Now, you do have some references to witches and the museum and the game and all of that. But the specific reference to the actual Salem witch trials only shows up in an external guide to Fallout 4 called the Fallout 4 Vault Dwellers Survival Guide. This shows up on pages 330 and 331. Once a quaint coastal town and seaport, this tourist destination was infamous for its witch trials of 1692. So it's a officially published guide to the game, so I think that that means that it's close enough to canon to count. The date and the event all match up, so no differences there. Let's move on to our last date in the 1600s. We have our next alien abduction date, 1697. And the whole alien thing in our own reality, still highly debated. Some people believe that aliens have visited the planet. A lot of people don't think that there's any actual evidence. In recent years, there may be more evidence with what might be fossilized sort of looking alien bodies from Peru and all of that. Well, the jury's still out. We still don't really know. But what we do know is if there are aliens that are visiting our reality, then the events of Aliens and Fallout will be different on the basis that we still don't have real confirmation in our own world. So we have this event from 1697. Andrew Endicott is abducted by aliens from his home in Salem. This comes from Fallout 3. Maybe this was a hint towards where things were going to go destination-wise, like focus on the cities and the locations from Fallout 3 to Fallout 4. And the evidence here is from a alien captive recorded log. This is log number one.
What? Talk into this thing? Just talk? I don't have to do anything else? Ow! All right! Ow! I said all right! Just stop! Hello. Hello. My name is Andrew Endicott. On the night of May 17th, the year of our Lord 1697, I was taken from my home in Salem Village. I do not know where I am exactly, or why I came to be here. I've seen through windows the stars and sun and beloved Earth down there below me. So it would seem I am aboard some vessel suspended in the ether. Ironically, it would seem so close to where I thought heaven must surely lie. But this is not heaven, and my captors are not angels. I'm not entirely unconvinced that the scripture is wrong, that heaven and hell are reversed. For my captives are devils, demons from my nightmares. Even now, they watch me, make me talk. They seem to want me to tell my story. I know not why. A record of their deeds, perhaps? Or am I just a pawn in some evil game? And there are others, other captives, I mean. From whence they came, I cannot say. Some wear strange dress, as if they are from a different time. And some are frozen, as in ice, unmoving, but I think alive. I believe they plan the same fate for me. Will I be frozen too? Will I... Ow! Stop it! I did what you said! You wanted me to talk, so I talked. Just leave me. Leave me be.
And that's poor Andrew Endicott. And he's been on that ship now for hundreds of years. That's going to wrap up our background all the way from 1000 BC up to the year 1697. And there are most of these dates actually do coincide with reality, but there are some that diverge. And it's interesting that it goes so far back as 1000 BC. Next time, well, we'll be back next time with our patrons. Our patron chat is coming up next week on the 27th. So if you want to sign up, if you are currently a patron who's signed up at the tiers where you can join us for the patron chats, that's coming up in a week. So be thinking about what we might want to talk about. And following that, I'm going to be back with some more dates because this continues. There are a lot of dates well before the 20th century, and some of them coincide with reality, with our version of reality at least, and some of them only happen in Fallout. Have a wonderful week. Stay safe out there and try not to get abducted for hundreds of years by aliens, because that sounds terrible. See you next time. To plug into everything else we're doing, check out robotsradio.net. Reach out to me on Twitter at robots_radio. Check out the Robots Radio Rocket Club, where you can join me and a bunch of our other creators creating your podcast, starting a new podcast, or helping your current podcast grow. There's more information about that on robotsradio.net as well. And you can always talk with us and the entire community, over 2,000 people on the Robots Radio Discord. Come join us. We'd love to chat with you. See you guys next time.